Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the comment section. We are here doing our third episode today. I am joined by my co-host, Kiana.
Hey, girls.
So, today we have an update on the Ned Fulmer drama. So, I don't know if anyone's seen, but he recently posted a TikTok in response to all the feedback he's been getting in his podcast, Rock Bottom. I wrote down a few points here. So Ned says for a lot of us, the viewers, this reopened. For him, he felt like it was a necessary step to move forward. It felt like the only way to move forward was to face it head on, he says. Do you agree with that? Like, if it was you personally, do you think you would reopen that can of worms or no?
Honestly, I think it's kind of skewed because I read the comments on his video. But I think at that point, like, if it were me personally, I'm just going to be like, good, I'm done talking about this, or screw it, I'm done talking about this, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Nobody's ever gonna be forgiving, so might as well just, like, move on.
Do you mean in the way of, like, the first podcast he shouldn't have done, he should have just moved on, or the response to the podcast?
No, the response to the podcast. I think the first podcast was, like, I mean, to each their own. I don't even think I would have done that personally either, but mm-hmm. I, like, more see why he would have done that one. The whole response to it is just like, dude, no one's ever going to be happy with you, just move on.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's like, again, looking at the comments of the video, I couldn't see one comment. And again, I don't know if that's just my algorithm.
Are making me laugh so
oh, they're so funny. I wrote down a few here to talk about. I wrote down a few. But yeah, like, the comments are so negative and like, what were you expecting kind of thing? Like,
for sure, but it's also like, okay, it does get to a certain point where it's like, holy shit, guys, move on. Like,
oh no, for sure.
About something else.
And we're gonna get into that for sure. So I'll continue my points here. So Ned reminds us that Ariel is a stakeholder in the company, the Rock Bottom podcast. So to me, that's seeming like they definitely are running out of some money. They definitely need some income there.
Yeah, it makes me think of maybe, like, do you really have that little to talk about? Are you going to go back on that? Like, I understand, like, yeah, if you need money, but you can get money other ways. Like, you have a platform. You can talk about something else.
And this takes us to, like, a lot of the comments that I saw where people saying, Ned, just go into finance or something. Or, Ned, you don't have to be a public figure. Like,
yeah,
go do something else.
You know how you can put photos, like, in the comment section?
Mm-hmm.
No, but you know, you could put like photos. Some of them were making me laugh. So I'm like sitting in my bed rolling around being everybody is eating this guy up.
Can we talk about for a second how funny TikTok comments have gotten since the photos?
Well, I remember people, like, you know, the classic TikTok versus Instagram Reels fight.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody's defense, like everybody on the Reels side was always like, oh, the comments are so unhinged, they're so funny, like whatever. Have people looked at TikTok comments recently? Because they make me laugh so hard. Like, most of the time, you know how now TikTok, if you like scroll into the comment section, the video still plays like right at the top?
Yeah.
It's literally every time I watch a video that's longer than, like, it's on a lip sync video, I'm watching it in that tiny corner and just reading everybody's comments as I go.
Me too. Most of the time that I like a video, it's because I was like, oh yeah, this is a good video. Looked at the comments and then I started dying of laughter and I was like, oh, that's funny.
Literally most of my DMs with them, with my friends, I'll be like, I'll send them a video and I'll be like, bro, not even the video, look at the comments.
It's always I get it from my roommate group chat all the time. It's always, bro, the first comment is killing me. Like stuff like that. It's also funny too how I've just like noticed recently TikTok really knows the comments that you are going to find funny, because top comment will be have like 100 likes versus the 50k likes on a different one. Like,
yeah, because I was even thinking about it too when you said, oh, look at the top comment. I never say look at the top comment because it changes. Like, I'll say to my friend, I'll be like, oh, look at this comment, and then she'll be like, oh, that was so funny, this is what it said. And I'm like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I remember literally the other day, I forget exactly what I was watching, but I was watching something, and in the video, they referred to something, I can't even remember, but they referred to something that made me think of, like, a niche joke from something that I've watched, like, I think from, like, a show or something, that I was like, oh, no one would get that. And I went to the comments, and the first comment that I saw was someone saying exactly what I just thought.
Yeah.
With, like, 14 likes.
That's your squad.
And I was like, how do you know that me and this woman are meant to be? Like,
how? Yeah, those are my peeps. I love when I see comments of things that I was, or, like, even, I never comment on, like, it takes a lot for me to comment on a video, but if I do, like, cook up a comment in my head that I would put, I'll go in the comments and see it, and I'll be like, oh my god, they get me.
Oh my god, immediately. That's, well, I feel like that's probably the only reason that I don't comment, the thing that I think of is always already said first.
We're not original.
No, we're really not. But it makes sense. Our generation has very similar humor, you know? Yeah. So it's like, I don't know, our brains click in a certain way. If we see this, we think of this right away, and then we want to reference it in a funny way and stuff.
I even find, too, like going off what you're saying, my friend and I always talk about how unserious our generation is, and I was even like that you could even apply it, take it back to the Ned Fulmer stuff, sorry.
We're not good girls.
Yeah, my bad. And it's just so many comments of people, like, it gets to a point where people are just being so unserious, it's just to be funny. Like, it's nobody even is, like, talking about the content of the video. Everybody's just, like, being dickheads, being like, stop.
Yeah, and there are definitely some times where that affects individuals and like society negatively, but in reality I love not taking things too seriously.
Me too. And like definitely something you have to learn, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe younger me wouldn't have taken things. It depends on what it is. I don't know, but now I see everything and I just like giggle and scroll because it's like really all you could do. The rage baiting in this generation is crazy.
That's something that I feel like we are very aware of being communications majors, because even the other day I was watching something with Lexi and I forget what we were watching, like some sort of like competition or something. And I was like, you have to remember, like, all of this is probably fake. Like, because she was giving her genuine opinion. And I was like, I agree completely, but take it with a grain of salt. Like, it's never that serious. Yeah. Or even when I'll tell another friend, like, oh, I saw this crazy thing online, and they're going into the like psychology of why it's wrong. And I'm like, dude, yeah, like it's not meant to be like that. So yeah, like going back to what I was saying, I think when we see rage bait, we see it as it is, you know, we see it as something to purposely to get the clicks and the likes and stuff like that, and we can just laugh along because we know that's the purpose.
See, and it gets to a point too, like going back to the original topic of this segment, like I can't help but think, do you think he just posted that to rage bait
Ned?
Like, he could have easily, it got the attention that it needed for him to, like, gain from it.
It is a really good question. Like, me putting myself in his shoes, I would say yes, because...
Right? That's what I'm thinking, because, like I said earlier, it gets to a point where it's like, hey, the first one was enough, but you can't keep, like, nobody's ever going to be happy with you. Surely you know that.
Yeah. And his whole point of doing these videos is because he wants to continue the Rock Bottom podcast, where basically his whole vision is to get other people who have quote unquote trauma and like stuff like that and kind of like unpack it. So I'm thinking he'll do it with other people who have been in situations like him before, not necessarily the cheating, but maybe being like an enemy to the public kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I honestly think, and that was my key takeaways from this, but cheating is obviously not good, but I do think he is working as hard as he can. Again, he is just a human being. Like, obviously all eyes are on him, and he's going to face a lot more scrutiny for being a public figure. But I do think he's working hard as a human being. There's not much more he can do. Like, he was saying in the podcast how he went to, like, very extensive therapy.
Yeah, I saw that part.
Yeah, and it made him able to admit that he cheated on his wife with an employee of his business, and it caused her immense pain and shattered his marriage. That's what he said word for word. And like, it does take a lot to say that very harshly, you know? He knows the people that he affected in there. Anyway, so yeah, he did the extensive therapy, and he also did a 12-step program. I don't know if he had addictions or he didn't touch on that too much, but he went through a 12-step program. And then even after Ariel and Ned started therapy, I guess Ned wrote down everything he did to Ariel on a document. And then,
oh God.
Yeah, I guess it was to be like, here, you need, like, I guess throughout it, you're...
Oh, he wrote it for her to read?
Yeah, even though he
as
already...
As if she don't know.
No, she like, don't. What? But that's the thing, he already said that stuff out loud to her. Again, they were going through therapy, so obviously that was a part of their therapy to write it in a document. And then he continued to take a lie detector test while saying everything on the document so she can, like, confirm, like, what's real and what's fake and stuff. And, like...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's a lot. But my kind of takeaway from that is, what more can you really do to better yourself at this point, you know?
Yeah, see, and that's why it kind of makes me think, like, I don't know, go do something else. Like, stop dwelling on this. Like, I don't know, when people... they did this podcast. He faced scrutiny. Not a lot of people were being kind, whatever. You know that. You know that no matter what you say regarding this topic or regarding the ex-wife or whatever is not going to get good reviews or good comments about it. So why are you still talking about it? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, you could say he's working hard and trying to make something of himself, but realistically, I haven't heard anything else about him. Go do literally anything else. Like, talk about anything else. Because now it's just a brand.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of my point of, like, okay, he wants to continue the Rock Bottom podcast. He already went through all that stuff in the big podcast that they did, the hour-long one. He already went through all of this. You're right. The second video truly held no purpose other than maybe, like you said, a little bit of rage bait so some eyes are on him. I think he just needs to go and do his podcast do his podcast.
Just go do anything.
What I don't necessarily agree with the comments is everyone telling him to go find like a regular person job. Like go like that comment where someone was like, Ned, just go do finance, bro. Like, I don't think because of this situation that he should have to put his whole career aside. You know, he already lost a lot career-wise. Like, again, he was part of the Try Guys, very popular group. They don't speak kindly of him now. Like, he did face a lot, obviously his own doing. But again, at the end of the day, you're just human. Eventually, he's going to need to have an okay life. And I don't think it's right for everyone to take that away from him all the time.
Yeah, I guess so. But then it's also, it gets to a point where it's like, okay, I don't know. Can you try and do something else? If this is like clearly not working for you, going back to the same thing over and over, it's like you're beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
Maybe try something else.
Well, that's why I'm curious to see how the actual podcast is going to go. Because obviously that first one with Ariel was just like a debrief of everything that happened with them. And so again, his whole point is to start a podcast to show other people's stories and experiences. I want one of those episodes to come out so bad so we can see if he's actually still got it. Because if he, like his wife even, or his ex-wife, made a comment in their first podcast when he was talking about how he wanted to be a show host and stuff, she said, "You think you're that interesting?" And
I would love to hit somebody with that.
Oh, you could feel
that's
the
what people
power.
Hit us with when we say that we're doing
this. Oh yeah, I'm like, yeah, I have my podcast today. They're like, you think you're that interesting? I'm like,
I hate the way you talk.
But yeah, anyways, like you could feel the power through her in that moment. Like, it felt good, I think, for everybody watching. Yeah,
she ate that up.
But she does kind of have a point. He's not a very entertaining guy.
I was gonna say too, would this be like he's interviewing people? Is that what?
Yeah, I think that's kind of how he wanted to do it.
It also falls in whether you would be a good interviewer or not.
Yeah, and I don't know personally how he'd be, so I would like to see how that goes for him. But I do think it's going to be a case of if the first episode's bad, it's not going to work out for him.
Yeah, I feel like he's walking a very thin line, especially with listeners as well, because everybody who's telling him to just go do finance is going to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because if you care enough to comment on his video, you're going to listen.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's really got to bring his A game, because it's just before even clicking play, everybody is already going to be like, this is not going to be very good.
Yeah, for sure. And this leads me into a question I have for you. Do you think people actually want influencers to improve? Or do you think they just want them canceled forever? Like, it's almost like I gotcha moment. And then like,
I don't know. I feel like I have kind of a interesting opinion on this, because I feel like people don't actually care about anything. They're just so bored.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they'd care for either end of it, like either response. I just think people are just bored, and once they have something else to entertain them, they'll completely forget about this whole situation. I don't think they have a genuine opinion on like either end.
I do agree somewhat, but at the same time, the internet is ruthless. They
yeah, but
do
think
not
about
be
how
forgetting.
Fast it happens though, like how fast it moves to the next thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do get that. But see, the thing is, I feel like when it comes back to the end of the day, like, I'm trying to think of somebody right now who's been canceled for a while, who's, like, worked actively. Like, Kay Shane, for example. Mm-hmm. He actively works against that cancellation. And there are still many fans, for sure. But I do think the general consensus is that, like, he's still canceled. We should keep him canceled.
Like, yeah, but realistically, when you get canceled, I put quotations with my
fingers. She's using her fingers.
If you get canceled, it's like a couple days, you're fighting off, you're making videos, apology videos, whatever, and then you're just simply canceled. Like, nobody's still talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's still a lot of people who don't like Shane, but I have not heard anybody canceling Shane still. They moved on to the next person.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be beating the dead horse, like, for yeah, sure. That's like, that's suddenly the horse is alive all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I just feel like people don't actually care. Like, they're not care, but, like, I don't know. I don't think they're so focused to be on either end of that question. Like I said, I just think that people are just bored, have nothing better to do with themselves.
Yeah, I for sure can see that.
I honestly hate cancel culture so much. I find it so stupid.
Yeah, I think it's our generation's very 50-50 on that. It's either you're kind of on the side where you're canceling everybody, or you're just like...
It's just like, what does that do for you?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like...
There are definitely situations where, like, I'll see, like, something an artist has done and then, like, not really respect them for that and stuff. But, like
L, then you read it and you move on. Like, it doesn't take up your whole life.
That's the thing. I don't like when people focus on it so, like, I don't know. Like, it's such an important mission for them. Like, what's the mission exactly right now? There's this girl on TikTok. I don't remember her name. I feel like if I showed you a picture, you know who I'm talking about.
This is how every single one of our examples starts.
I know.
If I showed you a photo, you would know.
Because we start talking about stuff that we didn't plan to talk about, so then I have to start thinking of memories. But she makes a lot of videos going into the lore of why people were canceled and stuff. And she just seems like such an angry, upset person to me. Like, she's never done anything that I know of, like, wrong online or, like, offended anybody like that. Like, all of her videos are pretty educational, but just... her whole thing is that she just goes through who's been canceled and what they've done. And I'm just like, aren't you a little tired? Like, doesn't it feel like a little like sad almost? Oh, like, I wouldn't to spend my life like that. Like, just focusing on solely negativity.
Yeah. Well, it's even like, I feel like people a lot of the times these days will preach about like, don't focus on the negative stuff in your life. Like, in your life, don't focus on the negative stuff. They'll say that, they'll preach that. And then they'll go and like ruin their whole day by looking at something that someone did that they didn't agree with.
Yeah, no, like, exactly. What do you mean? All right, guys. Talking about people getting canceled, Kiana brought to my attention this Miss Universe scandal that I was not aware of until earlier today. But
I honestly wasn't either. I was getting my nails done, and my nail girl was my squad. She's like, did you hear it? She's like, are you into Miss Universe or anything like that? And I was like, no. I was like, that's a really interesting question. Why? And then she told me, and I was like, oh my God, this is, write that down.
She texted me right away and was like, we have something for the pod. Anyways, so basically, I think it was like the first event. I'm not too familiar with like Miss Universe events and like stuff like that, but I think
I'm not either. But like, I mean, it's a pageant. I don't know. I feel like I can figure it out.
Yeah. So I think they basically, obviously, they have like a lot of different parts of the pageant, I'm pretty sure. So I think this was like the first time getting introduced into like 2025 Miss Universe. Like, they were all kind of having their first sit down, I think, together and stuff. And the host, if I pronounce his name wrong, sorry, Mr. Nawat, he publicly humiliated Miss Mexico. Oh, it's at a pre-pageant event in Bangkok, and several other contestants walked out in solidarity. So the official who allegedly called Miss Mexico dumb and berated her for failing to post promotional material for Thailand says he's misunderstood about the backlash, was immediate with the organization condemning his behavior. And as Thailand is the host country, this was kind of like a big deal, I guess, to him. And then after Miss Mexico tried to speak up, because he was yelling at her in front of everybody, she was told that she was not given the opportunity to speak. It is not her time to speak, and she must listen. He was very like, did you watch the video of him yelling at her?
I honestly didn't, because it slipped my mind entirely after I heard about it. But my mom was even, I was, because my mom was there when I called you and talked about it. She was saying it was on the news too.
Yeah.
So, like, was that, do you know if that part was on the news?
Well, I was watching a bunch of YouTube clips today, and I think, yeah, like a couple news sources did post mainly him and how he was speaking to her. It is very aggressive. Like, you can.
Yeah. Well, I think even just by the description of the video, it sounds very aggressive.
Yeah. But, like, even from the description, though, like, I feel like you could think maybe he was just like, oh, sit down, it's not your time talking. No, he was really going, like, it was a very negative energy. There was no, like, it wasn't feedback. It wasn't like, hey, kind of get your shit together. It was really, really rude.
That's kind of, that's crazy. I don't, just, sorry, complete side note to think about, but when I read that or when I even just heard about it, I automatically in my brain pictured it being super mean.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me, though.
It it really did show how he was trying to use his power in a way. Yeah, that's like
immediately what clicked in my head.
Yeah, and that's what like a lot of people are saying. Like a lot of people are involving this in like women's rights and stuff because, again, he was reaming her and she went to go speak for herself and she was told not to speak. And when she continued to try and speak, he started calling out security and stuff. And that's when you can hear all the other contestants being like, what? No, no. And they start getting like really upset. And when they realize like, no, she's getting kicked out, they all got up and left with her. I think even Miss Universe 2024, she walked out too.
Slay, as she should.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, I'm very proud of all those women. I feel like in such a like it's a pageant. I feel like that'd be so competitive. I feel like in a lot of situations you'd be like, you snooze, you lose, see you later, queen.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking of it too, like honestly this just popped into my head while you were talking. I wonder if when I heard about it, I wonder if I automatically went to it being like an abuse of power and whatever, when speaking like that, like because you, not because she's a woman, but you know what I mean? I wonder if my brain went to that because I feel like every movie, I've never actually seen a real pageant. I've never seen anything about it, but I've seen a lot of movies that pretend to have pageants and they're always depicted as like dumb. They don't have actual talents. They're just pretty like, I don't know. I wonder if movies and TV shows have that much power to like make me think automatically that it was super mean and demeaning.
Like, you mean of the, like, what the man was saying was super...
Like, well, I assumed it was demeaning to her simply because of the way that pageant women are depicted in movies.
Yeah, I mean, same here. I've never been to a pageant or know much about it. All I've seen is movies and, you know, Toddlers and Tiaras. That was big for me when I was younger. Oh my
God, I forgot about that.
Did you ever watch it?
No, God, no. That sounds like my personal hell on earth.
It actually was, I remember loving it. It was diva as hell.
Oh yeah, definitely diva. Oh, I just don't want to hear the diva. I can be my own diva.
So that's kind of the only thing that I can compare of what I know about pageants. And again, it is a reality TV show. So God knows what's real and what's fake on there. But I definitely would also agree that I assume that I think just it's a very male dominated place, surprisingly, for being like a beauty pageant.
Aren't a lot of the judges women?
Let me look it up.
Like hot women? Yes. Or like past winners and things like that? Or am I making that up?
That I'm looking it up. It's pretty 50-50 from what I'm seeing.
Not the dead air while we're searching things up because we talk out of our ass.
I think, well, this is the judges in like 2016. There's one man there. Because I think I don't know exactly the criteria to become a judge on there.
I think a lot of the, okay, I could be so wrong, but I feel like a lot of the times it's like people who have won in the past.
That's definitely because I feel like possible.
The people would choose. Okay, first of all, if it's not people who've won in the past, it really should be because they know what you need to do.
Yeah, they actually like, know what you've been through. I feel like that's the best person to
judge.
I'm trying to figure out.
Let me plan a pageant.
Lele Pons has been a Miss Universe
Shut
judge.
Up, yeah. Really?
So I guess it's probably just like people that are popular. What does Lele Pons know about Miss Universe though? Like,
is she in a pageant?
I don't know.
Did she win something?
This was in 2024. Us being like, do you have any authorization in the world to do this?
I know. I just haven't heard that name in a really long time. Like,
do you want to know how they describe Lele Pons on this? Singer and activist who has become one of Shakira's besties. What happened?
Singer?
Shakira?
Okay. You know what? I say we leave Lele to do her thing. Yeah, and we don't know much. Continue talking about what we were talking right. about. Even though I just planned a pageant by accident. Tune in. What should I call it? Can you imagine if we had a Miss Laurier?
Oh my God.
That'd be crazy.
Miss Beer on a Tuesday.
I would not win that. I'm Miss $2 Beers.
Miss $2 Beers. Yeah, but again, clearly Mr. Nawat, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, felt like he could use his power in this competition to put a woman down. He, like, clearly intended to make her feel, like, small and ashamed, see, whatever.
But, you know what I just don't understand? Sorry, I had a lot of thoughts about this. My nail girl was telling me, but I was, like, saving the thoughts for this.
I'm glad.
So, shout out, nail girl.
You just didn't talk to her. You were silent the whole time. Yeah,
I was sitting there like, Anyways. Okay, so she was saying to me that, and, like, it's in this, too, she wasn't promoting Thailand. It was Thailand, right? Bangkok?
Yes.
Yeah. He said that he wasn't promoting the country enough.
Yeah.
What? What does that even mean? And why her? Like, why only her? Like, would it not be, like, an everyone thing?
So, I think everyone else did. Like, I think it's a thing. I think she only got this backlash from him because it's the host country for Miss Universe. Yeah. And I guess you're supposed to do, again, I'm not into the pageants world, but I guess you're supposed to do, like, a big thank you to Thailand and stuff like
that. For sure. But that's what I'm saying. So, like, did every single other country do it? And she just didn't? Because my nail girl was also saying, sorry, this is my only credibility.
Is your credible source is your nail girl.
Yeah, straight up. But she was saying that it's, like, it's their personal account.
Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with the pageant. It's their personal account.
Yeah.
And he was getting upset with her for not posting. So I'm like, but why was it just her? Like, did everybody else post? Or was he just like, screw you, Miss Mexico?
That's what I'm looking up right now. I was trying not to make it a big deal, so I'm not like, hey, guys, I'm looking it up. But yeah. I'm trying to...
We can hear you typing, girl.
I know. I figured. But yeah, I'm just looking up, do Miss Universe contestants need to post about the home country? Like, is it...
Because wouldn't it just be, like, Miss Universe's responsibility to promote the country that they're hosting it in that year? Like, that's not the girls' responsibility.
What do you mean exactly? Sorry.
Like, the whole corporation should be responsible for promoting the country that it's in. Like, that's not the contestants don't, like, they got other shit to worry about, I feel like.
Yeah, you know we got things to prepare for. I also feel like, too, if anything, it'd be this girl's team. If that was actually, like, something that they had to do, it would be her team, because Miss Universe isn't over here posting things, you know? Again, she like you were saying, she has better things to do.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like in these situations when it's, for example, like the World Cup, for example, wherever it's held, it's not, the soccer players aren't posting about the country that it's held in. It's the World Cup Association that's promoting it. They're getting ads with things like Coca-Cola or beer or stuff like that. That's the association. It's not the, like, the soccer players aren't like, oh, come here.
Yeah, you know? Like, she's posting, I get what you're saying. Like, if she posts content just about Miss Universe in general, it takes 2 seconds to figure out where this is happening and stuff. Like, it's not, she doesn't have to be like, Thailand.
I want
to
have a sit down with this man who yelled at her and be like, but explain.
But why?
I just don't understand. Make me understand.
Oh, also, the contestant's name is Fatima Bosch, I think is how you say it. Okay, I just wanted to put that in there. Yeah.
She a baddie?
She is a baddie.
I mean, she's in Miss Universe.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't think they would allow her not to be a baddie.
Do you think they would let me be in there?
Yeah. You'd win.
Are you a baddie right now?
I'm a baddie.
We're flirting.
Don't listen, guys.
Not again.
Anyways, although this was obviously, like, a very uncomfortable moment for her, I do think that almost all press is good press.
For sure.
And she is going to have many, many people rooting for her.
Absolutely.
On November 21st when Miss Universe 2025 is selected.
Oh my god, that's Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's November 17th.
Oh.
Wait, yeah.
I feel like now we have to care and watch this.
Watch party at the bar?
Yeah, watch party. Miss Universe.
Assuming that we're going to be at the bar during it. Shoot, you know what? I had something to say and I don't remember.
Please. It happens.
Nope, I lost.
Nope, gone. It's okay. I will give you a question. Do you think their walkout will change anything? Like, the contestants walking out after her, do you think that will change anything? Or will pageants always be political behind the scenes, you think?
Oh my god, you just reminded me what I was going to say.
Wow, do you want to do your point first?
No, I was actually going to ask you, do you think that because everybody feels bad for this girl now, like, everybody's, like, viewers, I think, will feel bad. But do you think, because the contestants walked out with her, do you think they're also going to feel bad? Or do you think they're actually, like, it was just for show to make themselves look better, but then still be catty?
In the video, it seemed like a genuine reaction. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I guess she's going, we should all go. The second he said security, they were all like, what? Excuse me? Yeah. No. Like, you could hear girls in the background being like, you can't do that. Like, are you stupid? Like, saying stuff like that.
I'd be
that.
Like, you're ugly.
No, they Shut really, up. Like, and you could tell in their faces, too. Like, you could see all those girls get upset. I don't know if that will actually change anything in the competition because, you know, they did what I think is correct in the situation. And that's kind of now it's game. You know, now yeah. It's time for Miss Universe. And if anything, I think they might think a little bit that she has an advantage because, yeah, all eyes are on her right now.
I was
going
to say that, too. Maybe I'm just a mean girl at heart, but I think I would be pissed. So then I'd be like, now everyone feels bad for
She
like,
did something wrong and now everyone loves her? What are we saying?
Yeah, like what?
No, I agree, though. I think it might, in reality, be a little bit of a, okay, yeah, we did what we had to do, but now everyone's looking at her and they're not looking at us. And they might think it's a little unfair, too.
I wonder if her team paid him to do that so that she would get all the hype and then she wins. Do you think it's real?
I think it's real. I get what you're saying.
I'm just being a dickhead. I'm just being a dickhead.
Far
but
reach.
Low-key?
Nah, anything can happen.
I was going to say, that's kind of a reach, but I feel like there's got to be at least one person who would do that.
Nah, it sounds like a reach, but crazier stuff happens for online sure. for attention,
okay,
you
so
know?
If we find out it was a reach...
Hannah said it first.
You owe me $100.
Oh, no. I don't think I have $100.
I don't either. Sorry, I didn't want... Sorry, I want to bring up this... thought that I just had during this whole conversation has made me realize that I really am like don't have a single thought of my own about pageant women.
What do you mean exactly?
Like everything I've ever thought about pageants and the contestants and whatnot is all from, like I was saying earlier, the way they're depicted in movies. Like this has really showed me that I have none of my own thoughts about this. It's
honestly,
just what I like assume from seeing movies. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'd say same here. I agree. But, like, it's kind of a niche thing to do. Not that much. Like, there are plenty of people who do pageants. But, like, I've personally never met anybody who does pageants and stuff like that.
No, I feel like it's a big thing in a lot of the, like, super southern states in
America. I was going to say, I know Texas is going, like, crazy or something.
Oh, my
God.
I can't
like,
imagine who Miss Texas is. I know. Who is that?
She is probably some gorgeous... I'm looking up Miss Texas now. She's probably some gorgeous blonde girl with big hair. Miss...
Yeah, but I'm just, like, even though I it's niche and it's not, like, my interest, it's crazy. Like, I have a lot of things that... Oh... Yeah, she is indeed a baddie.
Oh, that's the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen.
Yeah. I'm literally right here.
Oh, that was 2023. But yeah, they're all hot.
I find even things that I'm not necessarily into, like not my kind of a thing. I feel like I still know, like, I don't know. I know enough about it to know that it's not my thing. I feel like it's like with pageants, it's just like I'm just assuming that it's not. But I know.
Why don't you try it out? Maybe that's your secret
should
talent.
Should I go win?
What would your talent be?
Rapping the really fast part in Fergalicious.
Oh, yeah. She does eat that up, guys. Yeah. I can vouch for that.
That's what made Serena want to be my friend. Truly.
We were in third grade, she rapped it to me, and I thought she was the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. We've been besties ever since.
And it's sad that that's still the coolest thing I've ever done.
She still hasn't done anything cool. Actually, Kiana's a second degree black belt in
She's
Taekwondo.
She's going to tell the viewers that. Guys, we go to the bar and she... Wait, I feel like we talked about this.
No, we didn't.
We didn't? Okay,
we just repeat this to so many people
okay,
all the time.
Yeah. We go to the bar and she tells people that I'm a black belt and she literally will look at them dead in the face and be like, she will fight you. And I'm sitting there like double fisting $2 beers being like, what? Who?
It's because she doesn't flex it enough. And personally, if I was
I don't
a second
degree...
I don't care. Personally, if I was a second degree black belt, I wouldn't stop telling
people.
Oh my
god, my talent could be Taekwondo.
That's what got me thinking this, yeah.
Oh my god, I was not listening.
Because you were
Did
like
you say that?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But you
so
were
just
like, oh,
mind.
Isn't that funny that it's my only talent? And I was like, don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, wow. I just was not. Guys, I wrote an essay for like 6 hours
it's
straight.
It's the only thing on your mind
my
now.
My brain is so fried.
I had two Red Bulls today, so I'm doing great.
I haven't eaten.
Oh no. Another question. We already talked about that. Do you think, so sorry, to cover what actually ended up happening with Mr. Nawat, with the whole situation, the Miss Universe organization stated that they are limiting his access to the event and are planning to completely eliminate him entirely. But the tricky part here is he is a stakeholder, and I think, yeah, he owns a bit of it. Yeah, and they need that. Yeah, exactly. So I personally don't think that they're going to get rid of him entirely. If anything, he might just not be a host or not be, obviously, like, a public figure for the Miss Universe. Like,
well, I wonder if he would keep going in the way that he was. Sorry to interrupt, but if he would keep going in the way he was after all that backlash that he got, like, everybody yelling at him and everybody walking out, I feel like if he would just, shut his mouth. You know what I mean? Like, even if he was still there.
Yeah.
If it were me, I would be
like, I think that they're beyond that at this point. I think that they, like...
Well, I'm saying, like, if he's still somewhat involved in it.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what he's doing, I wonder if he would even say it, like, have the balls to say anything.
Oh, because... no, I don't think... I think they'd let it look like he removed himself from that organization.
Yeah, because even when my nail girl was telling me about it, she had told me that he resigned, which I think... he would have done, like, if he did do that, if that's how it happened, whatever, I think that would have been smarter. Because then at least you're just like, okay, my bad.
Well, they probably had on a news source that he did resign, because you can kind of make limiting, like, push it to being like, no, he resigned, you know?
Yeah,
like,
he's kind of learned his lesson. It's fine. We don't need to do anything to, like, reprimand him for this.
Yeah. So, do you think them distancing themselves from Mr. Nawat is enough? Or, like, do you think, I know we, like, kind of been touching on this, do you think he should be completely removed?
It's tough to say, because he's a stakeholder, and at the end of the day, that is funding that they need. Like, whether you like him or not, the show's not going to be the show without the funding that it has. So I feel like maybe we don't give him... we don't give him, like, authority, I guess, or even make him think that he has the authority to do anything like that. But I do think it comes down, like, everything comes down to money. And at the end of the day, if he cut out his funding, the show's not going to be what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm assuming it's not going to be this.
We don't know exactly what, like, they do.
Money's money at the end of the day. It doesn't matter who's behind it, who's giving it to you. You know what I mean?
I wonder how much of the stake he holds, though. I wonder if it would be, like... I mean, if he's a part of things like being host and stuff, I'm guessing he has a good amount.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot.
Yeah, there's no way he has like 2% on that and then he's hosting and stuff. Like,
for sure. That's what I'm saying. And at the end of the day, like, money really is money. You could be Satan giving it to someone. It's still money.
That's why, again, like, I know I'm repeating myself, but I think it's going to be push him in the sidelines. He's still a stakeholder, still going to be involved, but he's not going to be the face of it or anything.
Which, honestly, like, smartest thing to do, you still get the funding and you look like you're not promoting this man, like, business, from a business perspective. From seeing everyone in BBA, I think that's the smartest thing for the company to do. Like, that's really all you really can do. It's you lose either way.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, guys, moving on to something entirely different. Kiana, I know you do not know anything about UFC, so bear with me for this one.
Okay.
But on Saturday, November 15th, there was a very big UFC fight for some title belts. It was an interesting fight. First of all, do you ever do, like, watch party kind of thing? Like, those kind of, like, with your roommates or anything?
No, I know, like, my friends watch Dancing with the Stars, but, like, I don't.
Oh, okay. I personally love a good, like, sit down, like, everyone having a few drinks and stuff.
I kind of prefer watching things by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think if I watched this by myself, I would have cried. I don't know. I just would have felt so alone.
Well, I don't watch these. Like, I never watched. Well, actually, that's a lie. When I was little, we used to watch WWE. I grew up with men. I had to. It was forced. But we used to watch it, and it was a lot of us watching it. So I do see how maybe watching that by yourself would be weird.
Yeah. And I think a big thing with UFC is it's nice to watch with a bunch of people, because it's a very, I guess for all sports, but honestly, I'm just not such a sports girl. This one I'm actually interested in. it's very exciting. You know, you're constantly looking for a big hit, you know, a big kick, something like that, some blood on the floor. Like, that's immediately what you're looking for. That kind of ties us into, so basically, the main title fight, guys, bear with me. I cannot say these people's last names. So we're going first names and y'all got to know who I'm talking about. So it was against Islam and Jack. And basically, they went a whole 5 rounds, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was really long. And it was really long, bro. It started at like 10:30. It wasn't done till like 12. It was a lot.
It's like the Jays.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's funny too, because I had compared it earlier to the Jays, being like, isn't it so nice that we just wait till someone gets knocked out or something and then next fight? And then I bit my tongue real hard when I waited a million years for this yeah. fight to end. But basically, Islam spent the whole time trying to take Jack to the ground and stuff. Like, he was trying to do like wrestling and stuff, trying to get him submissions. He failed all of his submission attempts, never ended up doing it. And so, in conclusion, it just was a very, very boring fight. There was not many hits and stuff. It kind of, the whole time we were making jokes about them cuddling, we were like, okay, get up, stop cuddling. Like, what yeah. are we doing here? And I just wanted to compare this because earlier in the night, there was a fight between, bear with me for names, Benoit St. Denis and Benil Dariush, I want to say. And Benoit, like, knocked out Benil in 16 seconds. And that was obviously a very, like, the first round started 16 seconds, knocked out. That was obviously, like, very exciting and fun.
That's what people think that I'm going to do to them at the bar.
After I tell them you're a second degree black belt. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so there was a lot of hype for the 16-second knockout, but almost no hype for this guy. He now has 2 title bouts, and there was no hype. And I think it comes back to just everyone loving violence and loving the chaos. So since you don't know too much about this, I'm just going to ask you some questions. Like, do you think UFC fans only enjoy fights when they're violent? Like, is technique underrated? Because in reality, Islam did an incredible job, but it was boring.
Yeah, for sure. I think, why would you watch that if it wasn't violent? That's just boring. Like, I agree 100%.
Well, I was thinking that too when I was like writing about this, but then I was thinking, well, when we watch a Jays game, we're not necessarily looking for violence, you know? We're looking for technique. We're looking for them to win, like...
Well, I think baseball's so boring.
I do, too.
I only watched it because I felt like I had to be part of history.
No,
honestly.
Same here.
I always say, I have a problem with, like, if I deem anything boring to watch, like, there is absolutely no way I'm watching it unless it's going to be some, like, historical thing. Like, for example, I love golf. Mm-hmm. Love it. I am not watching the Masters. Like, no. I'll watch clips of people golfing on my Instagram, but that's because there's a fun, like, yeah. song behind it, and people are commenting, and I'm learning, and, like,
our attention span is nothing, is what we're saying.
It's just boring. Like, nothing yeah. happens. Like, I don't know.
I get you. Well, that was, like, when we're watching UFC, you know, all phones are down. We were locked in for that
okay,
entire
well, I
fight.
Guess I could ask you, because you watch it.
Yeah.
Why do you think you watch it? Do you think you like seeing the violence, or, like, what? Because you never used to be into it. You got into it, like, pretty recently, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I love seeing a good, like, I get why people like a good fight. Because,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Because I'm trying to talk about it right now as if I'm not the exact same, like, thought process. But, like.
Which you don't have to talk about it. Like, there's nothing wrong with thinking.
No, I'm on board with them. I was just kind of trying to frame it in a way of, like, so we can, like, ask questions about it. But, like, yeah, like, I thought it was very boring. I was low-key really upset afterwards. Especially, too, like, I spent from 10 p.m., to like almost 1 a.m. it felt like watching this for that, you know. And I seen a lot of things online too. People are really upset because I personally got it through a website randomly and had to fight off 14 viruses while trying to watch it.
Right.
People who spend $100 for pay-per-view to watch the fight, they're not happy when it's something boring. But when I really, like, think about it, it is hard because,
well, that stuff is all up to chance though. I feel like, yeah, I understand people not liking watching it if it's boring, but then again, it's also like you don't know what could happen. Like, you're taking that gamble. You don't know what's gonna go on.
Yeah,
like, I feel like you can't, like, people, viewers cannot be upset about that. You chose to do that. You used your brain, used your credit card, bought that and you didn't know what was gonna happen.
That's my thinking about it, because in reality, obviously we want to be entertained, but in reality, that is their profession, you know, that's their career, that's their sport. They're not going to make crazy moves if it's not a safe bet, you know, like these men have been trained and women have been training for God knows how long, and they know when to hit those shots and when not to.
Oh, for sure. I think even too, seeing this is so now my brain's on Taekwondo, but even like when I used to spar in tournaments, it's the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Like I've had some of the most boring fights. I've seen some of the most boring fights, and I've seen some of the, like some fights being like, wow.
Yeah, because you can't just go over here like all hands on deck, like going crazy.
Especially because you get winded too. Yeah. Like I don't know how, like obviously it's tiring for UFC too, but even for me, for example, like our fighting isn't that violent, but
yeah,
it's tiring.
Well, even shout out to me. I've been taking boxing lessons recently, guys.
Now I'm going to go tell people at the bar that you can beat them up.
I can't. You're a second degree black belt. I've went to 3 boxing lessons.
I'm also 5'2". just reaching 5'2".
Anyways, but yeah, like I do it with the school, so we don't have like contact as in like we're not trying to hit each other and stuff.
That's so boring.
In a way, yes. Oh my God, we just
proved your point.
I know, exactly.
Well, I agree.
In a way, yes or no, because like I understand like we're not at a level where we could spar in a way that's not going to hurt each other.
Exactly. Sure. That is one thing that I always say, like, just jokingly, my friends and I will be like, oh, I'll fuck you up. I'll fight you. And I'm like, okay, but the difference. Yeah, the difference is like, yeah, you're stronger than me, have a lot of weight on me, but I know what to do.
Yeah, like you're just going to kind of go in there flaring your arms. Like,
yeah,
you're not
like
gonna
by no
do
means
much.
Am I saying I'd win, because I'd be like out of breath probably within 35 seconds. But like, I don't know, it does, doing that training for that long in my life, you really do see like, it's only you who knows when the right time to do something is.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's too, like, even watching the UFC fight, you can hear obviously the crowd in the background screaming what to do and stuff like that. I would get so overwhelmed. I'd be like, everyone, just let
honestly,
me do what I need to do.
In situations like that, you cannot hear anybody. You can't hear anything. You don't know what's going on around you at all.
Yeah, like, I guess that makes sense because, like, for me, I'm thinking about it. I'm taking in all elements here. They're just locked in. They eye on the prize. But, sorry, anyways, what I was going to say, me and Lexi will do, like, our shadow boxing and sparring, and it's, like, you get very short time in between. Like, there's a lot of footwork. It's a lot of going back and forth and stuff. And we get like a good 20 seconds and then it's like, okay, go again. Me and Lexi are always like we're definitely a little bit more behind than the other people in the class just because it's the class is clearly men who do boxing a lot and then us two little girls trying our best. And we both will have to be like, I'm so sorry. Like, we can't keep up. Give us a second. Luckily, our coach is nice. Shout out Gabe. Thank you, Gabe.
That's interesting to see because, well, in Taekwondo, I don't know. There's a lot of times where we'll get the ref will pause it because the ref kind of bounces around with you in there and the ref will pause it. And that's the only time you get a break. Like if the ref doesn't feel like he needs to pause it, you won't. So like you got to really be prepared to not stop for like a whole however long it is.
Well, that would be the reality if we were in an actual fight too. Because I think why we pause for a second, we're just simulating. Because even when watching UFC, they get like a minute maybe to drink water real quick, wipe their face, and then they are thrown back in there. So yeah, I think like in reality it would be, I think it's 5 minutes around, so it would be a whole 5 minutes of doing that when me and Lexi just do like 2 minutes and then rest and then 2 minutes. But like you could only
see that to me sounds tiring. I used to hate when my fights got paused because then you're sitting there like, holy shit, I want it to be over, you're tired. Like I kind of like just going for it because like I said, you don't know what's going on while you're actively doing it. You don't have any other thoughts. You're just trying to, like, do whatever you're trying to do, and then it's over.
Yeah.
I think it would absolutely drive me insane if it was paused like that.
I do kind of agree with you because, like, in between rounds, I think for me personally, I would almost get, like, locked out of it. Like, it's like
and
you're
I would
in
also,
a grind.
That's when I, like, I'd have the chance at that point to be out of breath. If I didn't pause, then I wouldn't have the chance to be out of breath until after.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you.
Or, like, thirsty or whatever, you know?
All right, so a few ending questions for you. Should the fighters try to entertain the audience, or should they just try and win however they can through strategy and what they know best?
I think when it's televised like this and it's something so, like, as big as it is, especially that it's recently become, I think that it's just pure entertainment. Like, they knew what they were doing when they were going to go on and, like, have their fights streamed and stuff, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You kind of know what you're signing up for there. I feel like it, if you want to be like recognized and be liked, you kind of got to be entertaining. It's just like the, that's just the reality of it. You know what I mean?
I get what you mean. Now I'm kind of thinking of it in a different way, because before my answer would be like, technically, no. Again, it's their career. It's, they have to be a little bit more technical than just punch and hit. But you're right, honestly, like, they can get pretty high up in their career, but like, what's gonna skyrocket it is those breathtaking moments. Like, why do we know who Conor McGregor is? I'm sure you know who he is, and you know nothing about UFC, you know what I mean? So like, those big moments, like, really do take it away. So yeah, I could agree that if you are getting on the stage of Madison Square Garden, you better be prepared to knock somebody out.
Or just simply not even, like, just be also just entertaining, like, do it, you know what I mean? I feel like if they didn't want to have to be entertaining while fighting, they would have just kept it a hobby.
Yeah, well,
like, you know what I mean?
It's interesting because in wrestling, there's a lot of controversy, whether it's real or fake. Because,
it's,
you know,
so
it's
not
obviously
real.
Fake.
It is so not real.
But it's funny because, like, see, that to me is not entertaining because of how much you can tell that it's fake. So it's like, how would we get an authentic way? I guess it's just put it all out there every single time.
It's not that you only find it entertaining because the people are entertaining. You find the fighting entertaining.
Yeah.
You're interested in it. But you also have to be, like, as a fighter, you know that. You know the fight itself is entertaining, but you also, like, you know you have to, like, add some flair. You know, like, I said earlier, you don't know anything that's going on, but the thing that I'm sure they know is that they've got cameras on every angle of the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know. It kind of sounds a little harsh, but if you don't want to be entertaining, keep it a hobby.
I completely get what you mean. I wonder too, like, I think if you don't want to be entertaining, don't go for a title belt for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't, because you just want to be in the public eye.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, it's an accomplishment in your sport and whatever, but like, realistically, why do you want that?
Yeah, no.
I want people to know your name.
No, exactly. It is definitely like, I want some recognition and this isn't that. One last question to wrap all this up. Do you think it's healthy that we crave violence this much, or is it just part of human nature? How do you think?
I think it's just part of human nature. Like, even as somebody who finds, like, history and, like, interesting, this has been happening since the world was a world.
They used to do public executions and people would pay, like, money, like, it's a movie.
Yeah, like bullfighting, things like that, anything, like, you know what I mean, chicken fighting.
I think people, it's really like when the stakes are pretty high, and in something like UFC, you could get knocked out right now. Not that it's gonna kill you, but, like, you know what I mean, like,
it's, like, anything can really happen too. Like, why do people watch NASCAR? It's not violent, but it's very dangerous.
It's almost like a gamble when you watch it. It's like what am I gonna get, what's gonna happen. It's a little bit of an adrenaline rush too, probably, because you're so, like, on edge, being like, what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and I think it's just human nature too. Like, that doesn't mean it applies to everyone, doesn't mean everyone likes it. Like, for example, my mom, if she watched, like, she can't watch that stuff. She'll be like, freaking out, oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh,
my mom, too. She'd throw up and cry and feel,
like,
bad for them.
Or even, like, something like NASCAR, you cannot hold my mom down and make her watch that. Like, she would be freaking, well, because it's, like,
they're driving so fast.
It's scary. Yeah. It's not, it's, like I said, it's not violent per se, but it's very dangerous.
Like,
it is very dangerous. You know what I mean? And, like, so, yeah, I do think it's just human nature. And I think the overwhelming majority of people do find violence entertaining. Yeah. I think there are, that being said, there are still people who don't.
For sure.
But that's just the way the world has always been. Like you said, public executions, whatever, like, even, I don't remember all my examples, but literally anything throughout history that was remotely violent,
I
know about
agree.
It because it's entertaining to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, even if people aren't necessarily hoping for someone to get hurt,
it's just, like, you don't know.
You never know, and it's a risk. And also, I think just things that go fast, our attention spans nowadays, like, it's constantly going. And that's another part why I like UFC, because, one, you could get knocked out like that guy did in 16 seconds, and then it's over. It's like, wow, that was so, like, I feel like such a rush now because, like, of how fast this is going. So, yeah, I think it's definitely, the world likes chaos, and I'm not,
I'm like the same, like, not just because I don't watch UFC, whatever. Like, I'm not above it either. Like, the only time that I'm really paying attention to a hockey game is when one of them starts fighting.
Oh, I love when they start fighting.
They're also just hot. But
that's like, different. They're hockey boys.
Yeah. Hockey boys fighting, sign me up.
I'm there.
Let's get first some fights going in golf.
Bro, a golf fight. Imagine them with their like putters, like come back here.
That's literally when me and you went golfing.
Yeah.
We were fighting.
I can't golf very well, guys. Kiana actually did good.
No, I can't, guys.
She ate it up
this
when we went.
Propaganda. I cannot. This is propaganda. Golf. It was just her first time going and not mine.
She did a lot better than me, I can tell you.
You kinda slayed. You kinda slayed.
Oh.
You hit your balls further than mine.
Yeah, into like forest and water.
Oh, mine loved the bottom of a pond.
It loves the water. Mine loves the forest, bro. I'd be going sideways.
My ball could find water on Mars.
All right. Anyways, I think that wraps up everything this week.
Yeah, wow. We really yapped today.
We really did yap. We have so many points, too, that we also could have kept talking about. Yeah. But unfortunately, we only get an hour and we need to close our mouths. So.
Yeah, we do. For once.
For Jesus. Once. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great week, and we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye. Bye.